Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, the podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts yet.
Do you think we will ever become experts?
No, there's part of me just now that was like, what if there's a day where we transition into experts? What do we say?
Wow. I never thought about that, but you're right.
Food for thought.
When you're right, you're right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the
encouragement. Anyway, since we are not yet experts, we are still just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
That's it. That's really who we are. And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And again, please do remember, we are not experts. Mm-mm. Just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support, first and foremost, from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to text us or leave us a voicemail message, you can call us at 781-591-0390, or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to visit our website, forever35podcast.com, you can find links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can connect with fellow listeners in our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. Check out our Forever 35 Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. And Twitter is at Forever 35 Pod. We're not very active there, but you can check us out. And there is a Forever 35 subreddit at reddit.com/r/forever35. So head on over.
Well, hello, Dori.
Hello, Kate.
Have we both hit the wall?
Yeah, it's funny. Every time I think I've hit the wall, it turns out there's another wall behind the wall.
You hit the wall falls down, and then there's a new wall.
Yeah, it's like a funhouse mirror of walls. It's like endless walls. And you're like, oh, I've definitely hit the wall. Wow. God damn it, there's another wall.
You're just in a room, honestly. It's like an endless, it's like a hall of mirrors.
Yeah, is that what I just said? Like a funhouse hall of mirrors?
Yeah, but I've hit a wall. Again, I'm operating on not a lot of sleep and like kind of a rough 48 hours in terms of like me functioning as a member of my family, and it's rough
hey,
over here.
Listen, I'm right there with you.
Oh God, I've done a lot of yelling.
You have?
Oh yeah, yeah. And then a lot of shame about the yelling. It's fun.
Yeah, that's a fun cycle.
It's fun, Dori. And then a lot of like I'll put on calm music and my kids will be like, why is this sad music on? I'm like, we need this to all calm down. I'm like busy looking up calm piano playlists on the Spotify account.
Oh my God.
Just, I'm grasping at straws here for things to try to make us all feel better, but it's tough.
It's really tough. It just... It feels especially tough because, like, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Like, people are getting vaccinated. Like, this is going to end, but we don't know when. And right now, it's really scary out there. So many people we know just in the world have tested positive, and it's like, what the hell? So, yeah.
And it's really scary.
It's really scary.
And there's the collective grief of what we're going through right now. Like, I feel like I've gotten really good at kind of like numbing myself to it, but eventually we're gonna have to process the grief, and that's going to be really hard. Yeah. And like, as individuals, yes, but also just kind of as a society, and that's just going to be a lot. And mm-hmm. I feels like we haven't quite done it yet. And I'm hopeful that maybe we will, but oh, it's heavy.
Yeah. It's real heavy. So,
I mean, look, in lighter news story.
Yes.
As a non-recommended form of self-soothing, kind of something that we've talked about, you've done a good job of putting items in your shopping cart online, but not always buying things.
Yes, yes, yes. This is true.
We had to get a birthday gift for one of my daughter's friends' virtual birthdays.
Okay.
And we shopped at Target.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, on the Target website? Well, I need some paprika. And then I was like, and I'll also try these 10 products that I've been wanting to, I don't feel good. What's going to make me feel better? A bunch of Sally Hansen nail products and some L'Oreal 8-Second Wonder Water, which is a product I want to talk about.
Okay.
So basically what I'm telling you is that I bought a ton of stuff that I'm trying out. And I'm going to be dropping some thoughts and reviews over the next couple of episodes.
I'm excited for this.
Because
I love a Kate Spencer prod review, to be perfectly honest.
If we can't like channel all our stress into prods, what good is this podcast?
What are we even here for?
Why are we talking right now?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Have you heard of this stuff? L'Oreal 8-Second Wonder Water.
I have not.
Ah-ha-ho. Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a newer product. It is a 2020 Allure Best of Beauty winner. Now, I don't normally give much credence to like product awards, but the Allure Best of Beauty is one that I do hold in very high regard.
I understand.
I think that is like when I see that something has their seal of approval.
Yeah.
I read the review on the website. I love their year end list. I just think they really know their stuff.
Yeah.
So this has just been like hot online. I believe hot on the gram, maybe the talk. I don't know because my brain is half mush.
The talk. Yeah.
That's what everybody calls it. Right? The talk. I don't know, like, even where it entered my brain space, just because there's so much scrolling and tiredness going on. At some point, I became aware of this.
Oh, my God.
So, this uses something called lamellar technology, which essentially, from what I have read, it zones in on the parts of your hair that need treatment, deep conditions it very quickly, and leaves you with a silky, smooth, conditioned hair. And the name of it, 8-Second Wonder Water, which is like amazing marketing, you're only supposed to massage it on your head for 8 seconds. So it comes with kind of a squirt tube. It actually has the dosage amounts on the back marked. So like it's like, this is 20 ounces. Like this is how much, or like this is one usage. So I found that very helpful. Thank you, L'Oreal. And you apply it after shampooing, you squirt it all over your head and rub it into your hair for the aforementioned 8 seconds. And then you rinse it out and it warms on your head. Like it's like a warm.
Whoa.
Yes. It's a strange feeling. I'm going to grade it a B-C+.
Okay. That's not super enthusiastic.
No, I was like, it costs about $10. And I'm going to try it one more time to just kind of see if maybe I didn't, maybe I didn't massage for the full 8 seconds. I don't know. It might just be my hair. I posted it on Instagram and tons of people responded about it. And many had tried it and loved it. A few other people had been like, meh. I blow dried my hair after, which is kind of what the bottle recommends. And my hair was nice. It was smooth. It was silky. But it wasn't like the world's like a transformation. It wasn't like a fairy godmother came down and like waved a wand on my head.
And you were expecting a fairy godmother, let's be honest.
I was expecting a little bit more.
Okay.
Something. Now, and I will say, all I have to compare it to is a product where I noticed a much bigger difference, which was the Bumble and Bumble Scalp Detox. That left my hair feeling like light and silky and amazing, but that is $34. So there's a massive price difference, but I wanted to throw that out there as a product that I liked a little bit better. But I would try it again. It wasn't a total bomb. It just wasn't the stuff of dreams for me.
Right. And you were expecting, let's be honest, you were expecting the stuff of dreams.
Well, I think also I'm trying to find relief in the bottle. And by the bottle, I mean the bottle of like products,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make a $10 bottle of Wonder Water save me from the weight of the world.
I mean, I get that.
We all have the things we try.
We do.
All right. Well, I would love to hear if other people had experiences with this stuff. If they disagree. And now I do want you to try it. So I might be sending some Wonder Water your way.
Great. Great. Send it on over.
Dory.
Yes, Kate.
What have you been doing while I've been squirting Wonder Water in my hair?
I am in just sort of a survival mode, I guess I would say.
Mm-hmm. How is Matt's health on the mend? Do you feel?
He's very tired today. Like really fatigued in a way that I've seen other people who have had COVID describe their fatigue. Yeah. Like walking across the room is like totally exhausting. So that's not great.
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary. Yeah.
But he doesn't have a fever and his like blood oxygen level is good. So I'm hoping that like the fatigue is the worst of it. But stressful. I still, knock on wood, don't have any symptoms. Neither does Henry. I was going to get retested yesterday and then it's like things were chaotic. But I might try to go tomorrow, ? And just see. It's like, it's just the fact of doing the solo childcare on top of worrying about my husband. Also all my other work, and I'm obviously not the first person who has had to navigate this or deal with it, but it's just, it is a lot.
It's the first time you've had to navigate
it. It is. And he's at a very active age, and he's also at an age where TV doesn't really interest him. People have said just they've been like, it's okay, just put him in front of the TV, and I'm like, I wish I could.
Yeah,
he like, there's like 4 Sesame Street videos that entertain him, and then once those are done, if you try to put anything else on, he like lunges for the remote and like starts hitting buttons, and the next thing you know, you've bought like 5 movies on Google Play. So I'm just like, Yeah, no, I tried. I went through like all of Netflix's offerings for children his age, and he rejected all of them. Tried to watch like an actual episode of Sesame Street. Not interested. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, that makes it harder. And as much as we've tried to encourage independent play, the problem is he will play independently, but in parts of the house that are not safe for him.
Henry.
So I could let him like more. I could let him wander around, but like the whole house is not childproofed, and the room that is his like yes space, quote unquote, is now like where I'm sleeping. So the sofa bed is pulled out because I just like couldn't handle putting it back. And he also doesn't like to be like locked in that, not that we like lock him in there, but he doesn't like to be like left alone in that room. He wants to be free. So I could leave him outside, but outside is not safe for him either. Cause I don't know. So it's just like, there's no great options other than just be watching him constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
That is it. So it makes it hard to get anything done when he's not asleep, which you have had to bear which you have had to bear the brunt of. And I'm sorry.
Okay. I do. I've been there where you cram everything into nap time but you're at the mercy of the nap, and the nap could go well or the nap could not go well. And then if it doesn't, you're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, not to get like too deep into it, but I'm at the point where it's like, okay, Henry, your nap is 2 hours long. If you wake up before that, you stay in your crib until
100%.
2 hours is up, because I need 2 hours. Like, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So anyway, all right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have some great listener questions.
Oh, we do.
Okay, be right back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. We have returned.
This first email is really to you.
It is. It is. Should I read it?
I don't know what I was setting up there. I was just kind of narrating what the email was about. Yeah, why don't you take it away?
All right. Hello, Kate and Dory. Longtime listener, first time writer. I just wanted to drop a note to say, Dory, I'm thinking of you and your family. My family is just coming out of the COVID nightmare. We've been incredibly careful, have seen next to no one. And just before Christmas, our babysitter, who we brought in a few months ago to help me finally get back to work after our second daughter was born, tested positive. She is always masked and here just 10 hours per week, but defying all odds, my husband got it. He often never sees her while she's here. He isolated and came back to us after 10 long days, then I got it. And now our older daughter has it, despite doing our best to separate him, mask constantly, and wash everything religiously. There have been some very dark moments, and this is in the setting of relatively mild illness. It's been hard and lonely. He watched our daughter's fourth birthday from the stairwell in tears. We are on day 27 and finally starting to see the light. All this to say that I've been listening to you all throughout and was just thinking to myself the other day how wonderful it is that neither of you have been through it and then saw your post tonight. I'm so sorry. Sending you, Matt, and Henry lots of healthy healing vibes. The supplements help. Walking helps. Deep breathing and meditating help. Listening to favorite podcast helps, and friends are everything. What do people do without friends? Get better soon. Thank you for all that you two and your beautiful friendship and humility and commitment to change do to inspire and support so many of us.
Aww. What a nice little note to us at the end there.
I know.
Thanks for making us feel good. What do people do without friends? That was such a nice sentiment.
So nice. I mean, I think I mentioned this on a previous episode, but I've just been so touched by the people who have just, you know, texted and said, hey, I sent food over to your house. Like, oh my God, that's like so nice. And like I said, also like some people who I'm like not even super close to.
Yeah, I know. People really step up in moments. Yeah. It's really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just been so touched. I mean, tonight, my best friends from college, I got two boxes of like deli food they sent me. Mm. You know, just like, it's just so thoughtful and kind. And I hope that I can reciprocate when they are in need, because I've been really, really touched by the way that people have stepped. I mean, my brother and sister sent us all these groceries. It's just like, you know, just things that I wouldn't have thought of that
Yeah.
were so helpful. You brought us dinner. Really, really good dinner. Really good dinner. I mean, like when you texted me, can I bring you John and Vinny's? I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Worked. I mean, it worked out for me because I got myself dinner too. So, you know.
Well, and because when you texted me, I'd literally just been thinking, what am I going to have for dinner?
Oh, the worst feeling trying to feed yourself when you're going through something like this.
Yeah. Like I didn't want to cook, and even just the thought of ordering something was like, suddenly felt overwhelming. You know,
yeah, what I mean? Know. Yes. I get it. I do.
Gosh. Well, listener, thank you for writing. I'm sorry that your family went through this. Sounds like you guys really went through the ringer.
All right. Should we read this listener email?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. They cut right to the chase. They say, hi. I'll get straight to it. Do you or your listeners have any advice on how to know when it's time to move on to a new therapist? And once you come to that realization, how to break up with your therapist? I've been with my current therapist for 4 years, and she was my first therapist. She has helped me through so much, and I have huge respect to her. There's nothing egregious that has happened that makes me want to move on, but lately I just don't feel like I'm getting very much from her sessions. It feels like I'm just maintaining what she's already taught me. Is this a problem with me and how I'm approaching our sessions? Or could it be that a new therapist and a fresh approach could be what I need? I mean, I say at your next session, you let that therapist know that it's your last session.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you're ready to do that.
Yeah. And I think you can just say, I've decided it's time for me to move on.
Yeah.
And the end.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple like weird ends with therapists. Like one, I think I've told the story about how one fell asleep on me in a session, and then
oh yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and then my mom got cancer and I moved back home with my family to take care of her, and I just like texted that therapist and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I had a really great therapist, but I stopped seeing her when I had my first daughter. I went on maternity leave, and then I had a really shitty one here in LA who, like, I told her I wanted to quit therapy with her, and then she asked that I have another session with her to talk about it. And then kind of made me feel guilty about it. And it was fucking, I did not like it. And I, like, that was my money that I just spent getting kind of like lectured by a therapist. So
totally.
I would say, like, you could also like email or text your therapist and say, like, I'm going to be ending. Next week is my last session. Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do also like with you. Like sometimes also things, relationships, including relationships with therapists, run their course, or you're ready for a break, and you'll know when it's, you know, time to go back for sure. Or at least, I mean,
yeah,
I know I, that has, you know, I've been in and out of therapy for fucking 15 years now. Jeez. Oh,
yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, listener. And if anyone has advice, also there are therapists who do listen to our show. So maybe they have advice on how to break up with a therapist. Maybe everything I just rattled off was terrible. I don't know.
No, I think it was good advice. But yeah, I'd love to hear from therapy. I also feel like this happens to therapists all the time. They get new clients, old clients leave. Like, if they're good therapists, I feel like they don't take it personally.
Yes. Like, remember we talked about this with hairstylists, and all these hairstylists wrote in, they were like, we get it. Like, we know when you're breaking up with us. Like, it's okay. Like, yeah. I think it's the same thing. It's not going to be your therapist's first rodeo to a patient-therapist relationship ending. So
totally.
You've got this, listener.
Yeah.
All right. Dor, a vet called us. Well, a vet student.
Okay. Here we go.
Talk about skin and pets.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Rachel. I just had to pause the pod to answer your question about pets and acne. I am a vet student, so not quite an expert, but expert adjacent, I would say. There are vet dermatologists, so if one of those calls in, I would love to hear what they think. But in general, dogs and cats do have normal bacteria on their skin, just like humans do. But the species are slightly different, and they're generally not considered to be transmissible. from one to the other. So it's possible that there's dirt or dander on your pet that might clog your pores, but it's not likely that you're getting bacteria from them that would cause significant acne. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I love an expert.
Yeah, you're
even
an
a
expert.
Student expert.
You're not adjacent listener. Yeah. You are expert level.
Yeah.
You know what though? I'm having flashbacks too. I'm pretty sure my dog had a skinned, like I had a basset hound growing up. Uh-huh. She would always have all these skin issues because of like her skin rolls. And then I'm pretty sure she transferred her skin infection to my mother.
Oh, interesting.
But my mom ain't alive, so I can't ask, and my dad doesn't remember it, like stuff. So
of course
this could also be like a weird thing I've just mushed around in my head. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
The fact that there's a veterinary dermatologist is amazing and makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Thank you for weighing in.
Yeah. All right, Dory.
Okay.
We're gonna pee the pee.
We're going to pee the pee.
Oh my God. Do you know what I just did? We're going to pause the pod is what I was saying. My youngest child has been speaking in code for like 2 weeks because of a TV show. So instead of just saying a sentence, she says the first letter of every word she wants to say. And it's making me crazy.
Wow. Like
I can't handle it. It drives me nuts. And I just did it to you. So
you did. I'm not like mad about it. I was like, pee the pee.
Yeah, you can't. That makes no sense. This is what I've been trying to explain to a 7-year-old. Like, I don't know what these letters mean.
Yeah, but she probably thinks it's really cool.
She does. Oh, she's fully into this code. Anyway, I'm sorry I did that to you, but we are going to pee the pee.
Okay, let's pee the pee. All right.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right.
Okay, Dory, this text is amazing. Can I read it to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is like one of my favorite things I've ever read. Cat and Dory, I had to pause the opening of the pod just now because you've solved a hilarious mystery that's been plaguing me for the last day. I moved in with my boyfriend, now fiance, shortly before the pandemic began. And while in Quar, we've spent most of our time helping our goofy Irish setter live his best life while we deal with the stress of everything 2020 and 2021 has thrown our way. Yesterday, I was at Petco buying dog food and felt so proud of myself because I realized that during the pandemic, I had done something few cell phone carrying millennials have. I memorized my partner's phone number. This meant I didn't have to search for it in my phone so the cashier could look up our rewards card. He says his phone number at the end of every message he leaves for clients, and we work from home in the same room, so I've heard it endlessly over the last 9 months. So there I was at the front of the line rattling off his newly memorized phone number, which was 781-591-0390. To my shock, this number was not connected to a Petco rewards card and was not my fiance's phone number. I was deflated and confused. I had memorized a mystery number. Whose was it? It wasn't my mom's cell phone or my childhood best friend's landline or even my dad's old office number. The only number the mystery number ever had in common with my partner's was that they both started with a 7. Enter today's pod, where Kate's friendly reminder to text solved my 24-hour mystery. I laughed out loud. Thank you for creating the pod and being a bright and comforting spot in the utter chaos of the year. Clearly, I've been listening religiously and internalizing your contact info. Hope I haven't listed your text line as my emergency contact anywhere.
I mean, this really makes me chuckle.
I love this so much. I love this. Can you believe it?
No. It's so funny.
I love that we've become a number that's just planted in your brain.
I know. Well, if you listen to the show, like, we say the number all the time.
Yeah, it has a rhythm. I mean, like all phone numbers do, you kind of start hearing the like music of it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can still, I still have certain phone numbers memorized from my childhood.
Right, right. Of course.
Yeah, like my friend Susan's phone number will be in my brain forever. So why not this? Anyway.
So funny.
I love it. And listen, if we are an emergency contact for anyone, we will jump to duty if you need us.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double.
That is, who is that?
We're the Bloodhound Gang. Sorry, a little PBS humor for y'all.
For the Generation Xers out there.
All right. Shall I read this next email?
Yes, please.
Hey, K and D, forgive me if you have already talked about this before. I know y'all have spent time on body acceptance and fitness and self-love, and I know that you are both moms, Dory, most recently. I, however, am feeling like I need a pep talk in a way that is new to me. I had a baby almost 1 year ago today. Before I was pregnant, I wouldn't say I was sleek and fit, but I exercised and even saw a personal trainer for a while in an effort to get jacked like Kate. I loved working out and feeling strong and was happy with my appearance. I also loved being pregnant. My hair was amazing and I felt strong and purposeful in a new way. Now I'm struggling. Pregnancy and birth did a number on my body, and because of lockdown, I've had the incredible fortune of being able to work from home and be with my sweet kiddo. I also have not had a lot of time away from the kiddo and haven't been able to go to the gym. My question is not about starting a workout routine or how to lose the mom bod. It's how to love the mom bod. My body is different. It will never be what it was before pregnancy. I'm generally okay with that, but I have no idea how to dress it, and I'm not going to stores right now. Anyway, I spend every day in one of 3 pairs of sweatpants, 2 pairs of jeans, and or 2 Uniqlo sweaters. While I'm not significantly heavier, none of my old clothes really fit right anymore. I'm tired of thinking that one day when I get my shit together, I will be able to wear everything I used to love. How can I accept my new mom bod for what it is? Oh, I have thoughts.
I have thoughts too. Okay, you go first.
Okay, my first thought is get rid of your old clothes.
Amen.
Like, it's really hard to accept your new mom bod for what it is when all your old clothes are just staring at you and, mm-hmm. and taunting you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they do. They taunt you.
Yeah, and they're also, like, they're old. They are from over, like, our bodies change whether
2 years ago.
Yes, and, like, look, all of our bodies are changing over the course of 2 years, whether or not there was a pregnancy involved, right? Like people who are not pregnant, bodies change too.
Yes.
Like these clothes, their time serving you has come to an end and they are ready for a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So either donate them, give them to friends, sell them, but get them out of your life. Even if I prefer that you just get rid of them, but if you want to like put them in an underbed storage box and put them under your bed, I would be okay with that too.
Okay. Dory says it's okay.
I do. I say it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not, again, it's not my preference, but like if it's going to be too emotional and hard for you to like actually get rid of them, even though I think it would be freeing, at least get them out of your like immediate line of sight.
Yeah. Yeah. Clean out the closet.
Yeah, clean out the closet. Don't let it be an option when you like open your drawer to see all these like shirts that don't fit. That's just sucky.
Yeah.
And then what I would do is I would shop online, buy stuff in a couple different sizes, mm-hmm. return the stuff that doesn't fit, and like find some stuff that fits you and that you feel good in.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you've done this, but get some new bras.
Mm.
Get those boobs in something new, because they've also been on a journey. And
that's
a new bra can make you feel good.
That's good advice that I need to take myself.
Well, we're going to talk more about that on an upcoming episode.
I'm not striving necessarily for like loving my body. I feel like that's kind of like it sets up this expectation that we all have to like love our bodies, like no matter what. Mm-hmm. Kind of going for like body neutrality.
Yeah.
Like this is my body. It does what it needs to do. And I'm cool with it. But I feel like the problem with saying that like I want to love my body is then when you don't love your body, then you feel even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad about not loving your body. So then not only do you not love your body, but you also have this like other layer of like guilt.
Yeah.
So I personally would gently suggest to try to just like move away from that expectation.
I would say one thing that has helped me really like my connect with and appreciate my physical form is taking care of it. I took a bath the other night and I just scrubbed my body and I thought about like nurturing every part of it and stuff like that, like actually having a physical connection to it has really helped, like taking care of it, putting lotion on, like little things. But I think treating it like in a tender and loving and compassionate way helps kind of reinforce that thinking. And I think also like if you have social media, curate your feeds to reflect back to you, like the energy that you want to have toward your body. Follow a diverse group of people in terms of like influencers or whoever. There are so many amazing kinds of people to follow online. And then there's a lot of people you follow that just kind of make you feel like garbage. And so like use the mute and the unfollow button to your advantage and surround yourself both like in your own community, but also in your digital community with people that make you like inspire you and make you feel or teach you something about this shit. I don't know. I'm not totally articulating myself well today.
No, but I get what you're saying. And I think that's really good advice.
And I would also say, I think it's good to just call your body and not label it a mom body.
Also great, great point.
Your body is like, it's the only one we're going to have. It was the one that you had before you had a child. It's the one that you've had after. And I'm not trying to not acknowledge the many changes a body can have going through pregnancy and childbirth and postpartum. I've been through it and it's wild. Mm-hmm. But I think that kind of labeling of it, I don't know, it takes something away from it. And I would just like I would reframe the narrative here. It's still your body. And it's a change that your ever-changing body has gone through, and it's one of many changes. And you can also reflect on the other changes it's gone through that don't have to do, you know, that aren't necessarily about size. Like, you got your wisdom teeth pulled, you broke an ankle.
Totally.
You had cancer. I mean, whatever, you know, there are so many transformations that we go through in our bodies.
Kate, that is really great advice.
Well, Dory, thank you so much. It's easier said than done, I will say, but it's something I try to practice. On that note, we're going to leave you here.
All right. Bye, everyone.